You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Born in Seoul, Korea in the early 60s, I was very fortunate to learn many of the benefits of Korean ancient health practices from my grandmother, my halmoni. Now, every weekend we would roam the local mountains looking for roots, plants, and herbs that would help with our energy, brain function, and digestive system. Now, I really feel one of the reasons why I became a natural medicine doctor and rather not an allopathic doctor was because I learned early on about the power of nature and its ability to heal the body. Now, another practice I learned from my grandma was about the healing effects of infrared energy. Now, that's not what she called it back then, but what we did do was that my halmoni would take me to the local bathhouses, and every bathhouse there would have a room that would heat up. Now, these rooms would heat up were called undolpangs. They would have these special stone floors that generated heat and infrared energy, and often made, they were made of jade and or even clay room. And after bathing, we would lay on these heated stone floors to relieve our tight muscles and body. And as my mother, grandmother said, it would give us more ki. Give us more ki. Ki is a Korean way of saying chi. And chi, we all know, has to do with our life force. Now, I've never had on my Wellness for Life show, an infrared energy expert. So I'm super excited to have Robbie Besner here to share all of the health benefits of infrared therapies. So happy to have you here, Robbie. Thank you so for being here.
Thank you for having me. I love doing these shows, and I certainly know that you're a big fan of infrared. And I just loved hearing your ancestral stories, because part of the rudimentary, like, fundamentals of what I do in the medical devices and the products that we make at Therasage is we try to incorporate a lot of the ancient culture, customs, and basically what worked really well for the ancients, we're trying to incorporate into our technology to kind of bring people back to the way nature intended us to be, you know?
So, well, yeah, absolutely. Infrared energy, can you just define what it is, and where do we find it naturally?
Okay, well, it comes from the sun. And that's not a scary thing, although, well, I know you're in California, I'm in South Florida, and when you live in a warmer part of the country, there's a whole bunch of campaigning going on. Don't go out in the sun, it's going to hurt you, and so forth. But, you know, honestly, my company and the products we develop, the research and development I do here in the laboratory, we're sort of on the cutting edge of what's called energy medicine, which is the new application that a lot of the allopaths and alternative doctors and functional doctors are now incorporating in their toolboxes to enhance the efficacies of their protocols. So infrared energy comes from the sun, and it's part of what's called the electromagnetic scale of other energies, other wavelengths that come from sun energy. And it's actually considered the most beneficial segment of sun energy. So you have UV light and gamma and X-ray and microwave and radio waves. These are all part of the electromagnetic ranges of wavelengths that come from the sun. Now, infrared is broken into three wavelengths. And as a company, what we do is we capture all three wavelengths, which are what's called full spectrum, or what I am now rephrasing as three-wave technology, because, in fact, each of those wavelengths, the near infrared and the middle infrared and the far infrared, they all do, all those different frequencies do different things for the body. Now, historically, I'm talking maybe 10 to 15 years back, up until just recently, a year or so ago, the whole community in infrared was focusing on the far frequencies because they're the deeper reaching frequencies. And depending on everybody's body makeup, it could go maybe 2 to 3 inches into the body, and it creates an incredible physiological healing event. But what we're discovering is that the near and the middle also have a great contribution to health and wellness and natural healing. So it comes from the sun. These are all natural effects. You can't get too much infrared frequency. Basically, the body absorbs it. It what's interesting and very unique about the infrared frequency is that there is a frequency within the infrared spectrum that actually resonates or harmonizes at the same frequency as the water that's inside of our bodies. And that's really a very important thing to understand, because why infrared is so effective in creating a healing event is because it seamlessly comes into the body through by resonating at the same frequency as the water inside of you. And so, like, for instance, if you compare infrared, like an infrared sauna, to a hot rock sauna or a steam room, the steam room and the hot rock saunas, those elements heat up the ambient air. The ambient air touches your skin, and then that eventually permeates through a little layer of fat under your skin that acts as an insulating layer, protecting your insides from extreme heat or extreme cold. Now, if you know, and I don't know whether have you ever gone into a steam room or a hot rock sauna?
I've done it all. You know what? Remember I said about Korea? When I lived in Korea, up until I was 12, I've been going to these bathhouses, and we all have all of that in these bathhouses. And now, of course, as an adult, I go to the Korean spas here locally in LA, and we all do that. I even have an infrared sauna in my home and in my office. I am a big believer in this type of technology. But I want you to know that, you know, people don't realize, why do we feel so good when we go out in the sun? Not just for the fact that we get the benefits of vitamin D production in our skin. You've seen me before, Robbie. I'm a tan woman. I'm not someone that skimps on the sun, because I believe that the sun, the power of the sun, is huge for the human development and for our psyche and for our energy level. So our mitochondria, right? And so infrared is one of the reasons why we feel good when we go out and we get that sun through our skin. The thing that I want to talk to you about, though, which is interesting, you say about the three waves. Now, I have the infrared sauna in my office, and I have the infrared sauna in my home. And then one of those saunas, it's like a wooden sauna.
Right.
But you mentioned about the other two, and I really want to share with our listeners, what other benefits will, you know, having all three waves do? What's different from that just infrared?
You know, most probably the saunas that you have are the far frequencies, and so
That's
be
right.
it. The far frequencies are incredibly beneficial because they penetrate deeply, and you know, what I was getting to before was these frequencies, they resonate the water and in the body. And so that's an important thing. But they also seek the densest parts of our bodies, which are our muscle mass or organ tissues. And those areas of the body are generally the most vascular. So when the infrared frequencies come into the body, whether it be the near or middle or far, and we'll get back to what the other two do, why they're other are beneficial as well. But what it does, you know, let's say globally, is it warms up. The resonance, the actual wavelength, creates a vibration called a bioresonance or a vibration. That vibration releases energy in the form of heat. And so now we're warming up the organ and we're warming up the muscle group, and those areas are very vascular. So because they're vascular, those veins and arteries are getting warmed up also, and it causes what's called vasodilation or widening of these veins and arteries, which, of course, increases blood flow. Increasing blood flow equals increased metabolism. So when you're in infrared sauna, or if you're using infrared therapy, like, you know, you mentioned, you're going to get an increased blood flow. So from an increased metabolism point of view, it'll have a weight loss or a weight thinning effect. It also circulates more blood around. And if I'm increasing your blood flow by 15 or 20%, something like that, I'm bringing more oxygen to the tissues. If you're eating a good diet or if you're taking supplements or medications, I'm exposing your tissues to more of that, which increases the absorption rate of all kinds of nutrition. So in terms of a health and wellness plan, you know, using an infrared sauna or using infrared technology, or so be it, if you're just out in the sun later part of the afternoon, if you look at the way. And there's actually a pretty cool program. It's an app for your phone called DMinder, DMINDER.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay, I think we shared it together when we saw each other in Colorado.
Of course.
And that will tell you exactly where, based on the GPS in your phone, which is, you know, you're holding in your pocket, where you are on Earth and what what that aspect is to the sun and how much sun you need during, you know, during every waking day to get your optimal amount of vitamin D. Well, the first waves that come on the sun or come to the earth from the sun will be the UV spectrums, which are the nurturing spectrums. And then later on the afternoon, and in Florida, we're about at the same horizontal. So probably somewhere around 1:30 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the UV spectrum starts to weigh down and then the infrared spectrum starts to come in. So we have nurturing frequencies of UV and we have the healing frequencies of the infrared coming in later on. So you were absolutely right before when you were talking about being outside and being in the sun and how beneficial it is. And even though we're both in warm parts of the country and, you know, they warn you not to go out in the sun because you're going to get some kind of skin cancer and so forth. And then they tell you to slap on these the blockers, right? And half of those have carcinogenic materials in them, right, these days.
Right.
So really the healthiest thing is just to go out and get some fresh air and be in the sunlight and allow the frequencies to actually heal you. But if you don't have the opportunity to do that for your schedule or whatever, that's why you would go for an infrared sauna like you have or other devices that bring it to you. Now, back to your question about the near and the middle frequencies. The near frequencies will enhance mitochondrial activity, which is very important, particularly if you have a chronic ailment like chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or Lyme disease, any of these chronic ones that are microbial, in fact, the near frequencies will actually stimulate and give you more energy, which is really, really important. Also, it's basically frequencies that are skin to around 3 centimeters deep. And so anything skin-related, like wound care, natural production of collagen, the breakdown of cellulite, that's a really big one when I report to doctors, particularly if there are women practitioners in the audience. They always go, "I'll take 10 of those devices if it'll get rid of my cellulite." I'm sure, you know, people can appreciate that. So it's really amazing technology in general in terms of the infrared wavelengths.
So, Robbie, I want you to know I was just at the total eclipse in South Carolina. I went to Charleston specifically for taking a look at our total eclipse, and I was in awe and humbled by the power of the sun. I was blown away by how this like primordial effect, and I can feel how important the sun was for the entire earth, because at the moment that it got dark, complete darkness, every cicada, I don't know if you know what cicadas are, but they're very loud insects in the summertime and they buzz like crazy. They don't stop buzzing until not even at nighttime, but it was so interesting. Completely, when it was totally eclipsed, everything stopped and was silent.
Wow.
It was the most amazing experience. And not just that, what I realized was that every cell in our body, every animal, every living thing. I mean, we all know about how the sun is important for the plants and the plants to grow and all that. And it's important for our rhythm, circadian rhythm. But I never really realized the power of the sun until I was there last week. It was
amazing.
Phenomenal.
Well,
it
you
was
know,
amazing.
In many cultures, that whole event of an eclipse, you know, has freaked out, you know, the ancient cultures. They didn't understand scientifically what was an eclipse. Taking the sunlight away in the middle of the day was the very most powerful thing that you
right.
know experience that they could have, and so they would build a whole bunch of folklore around the event that, you know, that great monsters were coming in and swallowing up the sun for the hour or for the time when it was disappearing, and you know it was kind of pretty dramatic, you know, in terms of world history. The science on infrared and the science on the effect of sunlight on Earth is, you know, exhausting. It's more than 100 years old. In the early 40s, Albert Einstein did a thesis on the power of sunlight or actually sun thermals on the Earth, and came out with very bold statements, as he did, that without sunlight, without sun energy, without infrared spectrum particularly, there would actually life on Earth wouldn't be as we know it today. So, I mean, that's pretty strong.
I think that's correct. I mean, I really believe in that so much that after I came back from, Charleston, I actually decided to change my book I'm writing a book right now called Toxic Fat Cleanse. And but guess what? I am including infrared energy and infrared technologies in it. But I'm going to change a big chapter of the power of the sun because of what I experienced. I want to learn more about it. And I'm so happy that you and I are talking about this because you've got technologies that I'm super interested in. The reason is because you sell products that you can actually have at home without being in a big, you don't have to be in the entire big unit of the infrared wooden sauna like I have at my house. And I was fortunate enough to get a couple of your units that actually I was really, really blown away by how helpful it was for myself, my body, and for my mother. I got extra one for my mom. And there's these little mats. I want you to talk a little bit about your little mats because, again, I have a big far infrared sauna. So how is it different from the little mats that you've got?
Well, that's a great topic in itself. We part of our rudimentary concepts is that we generate infrared devices that are full spectrum. The healing pads that you talk about, the mats, are a flexible format. They use natural jade stone. They generate negative ions, which is very important synergistically for the body because it balances out you energetically. It's sort of like an earthing mat. Another fundamental is that we generate no EMF, which is very unusual because any device that plugs into a wall or is a magnetic or uses a battery will generate an EMF. And we're just learning, and I happened to listen to one of your interviews about an expert on EMF, so I know that you're an expert as well, that EMF is really, really harmful, and it's going to become more prominent how harmful it is for the body. But for me, as a scientist and as a device developer, if I know up front that the infrared spectrum and infrared frequencies from the sun are so beneficial and my devices will generate the full spectrum of those frequencies, I didn't want the individual to have their bodies to have to choose between protecting themselves against harmful EMF or receiving the beneficial frequencies from infrared. So what I did was I went to school, my own school, of course, developed proprietary ways to shield the EMF and take it out of the equation. So none of our devices will generate any electromagnetic fields. You're just getting pure infrared that allows the body to heal. And I think fundamentally that's really important. We also use natural gemstones. So like in the healing pads that you were referring to, we use natural jade stone. And in the infrared sauna, the portable one, we use natural tourmaline. So we're gathering the earth energies from these various different stones, and we're employing that along with the infrared and along with the negative ions to really create an incredible healing experience, helping the body return to back to the way nature intended us to be. So you bought the healing pads. The portable sauna that I think you also saw when we were together at that conference is now being favored by a lot of the technicians or a lot of the by the doctors and the fundamental doctors because your head is out and it kind of looks funny. I know that people were in it, they're laughing because Selena looks like something out of an I Love Lucy episode, you know? Your head's out, your hands are out if you wanted to read or do other things. But it's really important that your head's out because if you're suffering from cancer or from Lyme disease or fungus problems or mold and, microbial challenges, these little bugs and viruses, they're very sensitive to heat. And if I can raise your core temperature up to around the 102 area, there'll be a natural die-off of most of these invaders and parasites. That's really important. It's not a new concept, hypothermia, raising your core temperature, and it's even used very effectively in cancer treatments in the States here, in conjunction with chemo and radiation. But having your head out is important because your brain is much more sensitive to heat than the body is. So I can keep your head out at room temperature while I can raise the core up, dramatically. And that little portable sauna gets up to 170. I bet even your wooden ones don't get that hot because most of them only go to 140 or so, which is actually a really good, healthy temperature for general health and wellness. But if you're going after a chronic ailment, it's always nice to be able to dial it up a little bit hotter if you can.
I've got two kinds in my, like I said, I've had the wooden one in my house, gosh, since 1999, a long time. And then I've got one that you actually do lay down and the head is out. And I personally like the one with the head out, just like, with the one that you use. I don't have yours, but I've already had mine and it works super well. I know that the thing that you mentioned about cancer, and I'd say that when it comes to contraindications for infrared, that's one of the biggest type of conditions that doctors are always concerned about. We learned this in school that you don't want to put any heat in an area if you think there's cancer or you believe that there might be some type of a dysplasia or some type of a disease going on that is similar to cancer. And that's because you don't want to increase that metabolic and lymphatic system so that the cells can, let's say, spread. Now, you're saying the opposite here, Robbie. So I just want to get a little more clarity on that.
Well, sure. The more modern look at by a lot of the top oncologists these days are actually looking the other way towards that if you in fact, there's a clinic in Europe. It's not accepted as a practice here yet, but of course it always gets to Europe first because they have different regulations than we have here. But they take like an arthroscopic probe, and they put it on the tip of the probe. They'll put an infrared kind of technology similar to what we use. So when they find the tumor, the cancerous tumor, what they'll do is they'll take the probe and touch the probe, the tip of that arthroscopic probe, which is infrared, will get up to about 150 or 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and they'll just touch the tumor. The tumor, what it does is it actually hyper-accelerates the cancer cell, and the cell does what's called apoptosis. It actually implodes because it can't. It's starved of oxygen and the blood that it needs in order for it to thrive. And so it actually works the opposite way, and the same infrared frequency that is very harmful for the cancer cell actually allows the healthy cells around to thrive, because for them, it's bringing them oxygen and other things that it needs, that they need, in order for them to be healthy and thriving. But hypothermia in general, raising core temperature up, and what they're finding is that most cancer cells can't survive above 105 degrees Fahrenheit. It is hard to get your core up to 105, honestly, but the closer you get and above that temperature of 102, you're going to start getting a natural die-off of all the other things that are contributing to that may also cause your immune system to be suppressed, which will not allow your body and your lymphatic system to fight off cancer or anything that's going on inside of you. So, they're really enjoying the infrared now as part of their core protocols.
That's good to hear that you're now just busting one of these myths. So, like I was saying earlier, the book that I'm finishing up, Toxic Fat Cleanse, I'm going to talk a lot about infrared energy. But why is it so important and how it works, at least for my patients that I see? I see a lot of environmentally ill patients. And toxic fat, what I mean is that you've got a lot of toxins and poisons that are stored in fat, because that's how one of the reservoirs in our body is in our fat, reservoirs for toxins. And I talk a lot about heavy metals, toxicity, VOCs, volatile organic compounds that can be set in there, all types of chemicals that we're exposed to day to day, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all of that. And so using the infrared technology, I think, is going to be super beneficial in every way. Now, you have different types of pads like we talked about and saunas. But there's one thing that I wanted to share. When I started using your pad, I used it in different areas because it is a small pad that I can travel with. I can wrap it around my waist if I've got low back pain. I can wrap it around my belly if I have a bellyache. And for people, let's say you mentioned about cellulite and we're getting rid of that, those toxic fat. What I loved also was that I can put it in a very low, because your level goes from, I think, 1 to 9 or something like that,
I
think.
That's correct.
Yeah. And I can never get it up high to 9. It was just way too hot for me. But I loved how low I can take it and I can sleep. Now, I've never recommended people to sleep with an electrical mat because of the EMFs, the magnetic radiations, the fact that it doesn't emit that is amazing. I wanted to ask my friend who is an expert on the EMFs for him to bring me his little tool to test it out, because I really want to know exactly. But at that low range though, Robbie, it put me in a really nice meditative and relaxed state that I slept beautifully. So talk to me about that. In the low temperature, how good that is.
Well, it's great that you bring that up, because everybody has different kind of proclivities of what they like in terms of their body temperature. And infrared, like I mentioned earlier, it seeks the densest parts of the body, which is muscle mass and organ tissue. So if you're using the pad on your extremities, like your head, hands, or feet, there you can put it on a dial it at a very low temperature, 1, 2, or 3, which is about 112 degrees Fahrenheit. That pad will go up to 134 on number 9. So when you're at a 1, you're like at 100, maybe 5 degrees warmer than your core. But you're getting 100% full spectrum. You're just not getting all the heat that's associated with it. And so you're getting all the beneficial aspects of the frequencies without getting the temperature rise, which is important, particularly, like you mentioned, when you're sleeping at night, your brain wants to be cooler. That's what puts you into delta or REM sleep. And so it's really comfortable like that. And then, of course, if you're in colder parts of the country, or if you just like naturally to be kept a little bit warmer for whatever reason, you have the flexibility to dial it up or dial it down. The controllers have automatic timers that shut off, so there's no safety factor. If you fall asleep with it on, or if you get called away and you have it from the room and you have it turned on, it'll naturally time out. So it'll turn off by itself. So there's that extra safety factor that we've included in our technology. The pads are really great. What's nice about them too, besides the natural jade stone and other things that we've incorporated, is that you can bring the infrared frequency right to a specific area, like you mentioned, like a muscle group that's bothering you, or a tummy ache, or if you're doing an organ cleansing like liver. I don't know if you remember the old castor oil pack protocol that they brought over from Europe. But it works really, really effectively. Usually they would recommend a hot water bottle, but if you replace the heat treatment with the infrared will actually drive that castor oil right through the skin, right into the organ, and you can get an incredibly non-invasive liver cleanse or kidney cleanse just by using natural castor oil in the infrared. And I published these protocols, and I'm happy to supply them to you, and you can get them out to your viewers.
Fantastic.
And I'm happy to help you with, if you'd like me to make any contribution and to your book in any way, and the little area that I'm in, I'm happy to talk more about it.
We
work pretty actively with other authors that bring books to. We're all about raising awareness onto how these natural vibrations and natural energies can really help the body heal. And we're living in a very interesting time now. Many people can't afford the health insurance out there, and they're turning back towards natural healing ways or devices that aren't expensive, that they can actually, have a great quality of life and take more control over their own health care, right?
There you
go. Isn't that great?
You know what? Absolutely. I appreciate all your help. Today was awesome. I want to have you back, because you got so much great information. But we are out of time. So until next time, go out there and live your best life today, everyone, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.